Amherst, Massachusetts State Representative Solomon Goldstein Rose made headlines in 2016 when he was elected at the age of 22. Now he's making news again for dropping his Democratic Party affiliation. The move caught many of his constituents and Democratic officials off guard and left them to wonder why he would separate himself from the party's powerful majority on Beacon Hill. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
Solomon Goldstein Rose says being an independent, or as it's known in Massachusetts, unenrolled, is something that's always been in the back of his mind.
For me, this was the right decision to promote the idea that, and should show that you can be effective without needing to be partisan, which is how I've always tried to work. So it's not a change in my direction so much as an embodiment of who I already am.
Goldstein Rose says many younger voters are disenchanted with the two-party system. He says his frustration is not with the state Democratic Party, but with inaction at the federal level. Still, that national political scene is exactly why retired state representative Ellen Story says she disagrees with Goldstein Rose's decision. She held this seat before him as a Democrat for 24 years.
I think in this time of Trump, it's important. It's more important than ever for people to be on the other side, to be Democrats.
Story says she's known Goldstein Rose since he was a child and says he gave her a heads up about his decision last week.
He said he wanted to tell me in person rather than have me read in the newspaper, and I just don't completely understand his reasonings for this. Yes, it is difficult.
Goldstein Rose may have also opened himself up to a contested race this fall in the 3rd Hampshire District, which includes Amherst, Pelham, and part of Granby. On one hand, a plurality of the district's voters, 48%, are registered as unenrolled, while 45% are Democrats. But Democrats win big there. In the 2016 presidential election, Hillary Clinton received 78% of the vote. So Goldstein Rose really has to worry about voters like Melissa Pacciulli of Amherst. She voted for Goldstein Rose the first time, but isn't sure she would have if he were unaffiliated.
I often think that you're representing party priorities and party initiatives, and so if I might not understand fully about all of his positions, I would vote my party.
To get his seat on Beacon Hill, Goldstein Rose had to win a six-way Democratic primary in 2016. The second-place finisher was Eric Nakajima, who says he'll now take a look at running again. Nakajima says the district could lose clout having a representative who isn't a member of the Democratic majority.
You have to work within a committee structure, which is aligned with the parties. So having that affiliation as well as collegiality with other colleagues who are members of the Democratic Party and Democratic Caucus have to only be helpful in getting yourself heard.
Nakajima and former Representative Story both say that potential loss of clout comes at a bad time for the Pioneer Valley, with veteran state reps John Cybak and Steve Kulik announcing plans to retire, not to mention State Senator Stan Rosenberg losing the Senate presidency because of an ongoing ethics investigation. Still, Goldstein Rose says he's the right person to help carry on for the district and the region, party or not.
People are saying I need to step into those shoes. I've been here a term now, and I've established all the relationships that are crucial in this building. I've learned the ropes. I've introduced bills. I've gotten some things done along the way.
And Goldstein Rose does have something going for him as he gets ready for potential election challengers. The state Democratic Party chair, Gus Bickford, appears to be giving Goldstein Rose a pass.
I leave that up to the local people. We're going to be focused on people that don't have Democratic values as Goldstein Rose does and trying to replace them.
Goldstein Rose is the second state representative without party affiliation, and they're both from Western Mass. Last year, Susanna Whips of Athol left the Republican Party. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.